to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Aviles shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with the very Reverend Paul Hesse, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, on this Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, also known as the Feast of Corpus Christi. Good morning, Father. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you today.
Good to be with you as well. We appreciate you taking time from your very busy schedule. Of course, you're also pastor at St. Pius X, very vibrant parish there, a lot going on there. So again, Father, we do appreciate you taking time with us this morning. As we hear today's gospel reading, if you would now proclaim that for us.
Sure. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So many different things to reflect on, Father, with a gospel like this that it resonates, and of course it is the core of our faith and what we believe. Share with us some of your reflections on this.
Sure. Well, you know, we call it the source and summit of our faith. Mm-hmm. The Eucharist is really at the heart of who we are as Catholics, and it's what a blessing it is to be in a diocese that is named after this feast, the feast. We call it the Feast of Corpus Christi, or in kind of layman's terms, I guess you might say, non-Latin, it's called the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ our Lord. So it's a very special feast, and one that's very dear to my heart, not because I live in Corpus Christi,
right.
Or not because all of us live in Corpus Christi here in this diocese, but because it really is the center of our faith. And I think the more that we grow in our love for the Eucharist, the more we realize what the Eucharist is, I think we can't help but grow closer to Christ, because it's Christ himself that we're receiving.
And he being the living bread and all of us partaking, all of that unites us through our day-to-day lives. Sometimes we don't realize how strong that connection really is.
Yes.
Through the Eucharist, that we all, as Catholics, as the faithful who receive the sacrament, are united through him.
Yeah, we always say that we are who we receive.
Mm-hmm.
We become one body in Christ, and so that unifies us. That's one of the reasons why I think Jesus gave us the Eucharist, so that we could be one. So that we could be one in him and one with one another.
When I was looking over some material for today's program, I ran across a term that really jumped out at me. Jesus offers us what's known as radical intimacy. We're going to be very close to him, receiving his body and blood. And as we do that, we, as I said earlier, we are all joined together. It's something that we really have to embrace and understand how much that means, how serious he is about loving us to where we accept him in that way through communion, through the body and blood.
Yeah. I mean, how more intimate can you get than to receive our Lord in that most intimate way? And also, we're all doing it together. So so we're all united in him who has called us together, who has gathered us together Sunday after Sunday, or Mass after Mass.
Right.
You know, He unites us with himself. And this special passage that we have from the gospel today is from what we call the Bread of Life discourse. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus is gathering the crowds and he says to them, I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And what Jesus was doing was he's basically saying, I'm going to be the one to feed you. Mm-hmm. And I think you can imagine how scandalous that might have been for the original hearers. You know, we who have grown up Catholic and or maybe have been exposed to this whole idea of the Eucharist from our early years, we get used to that concept, you know, we're receiving Christ himself and we're receiving him in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. We're receiving his very self. But for those Jews that he was speaking to, you can imagine how astounding that would have been for him to say, you know, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Mm-hmm. In fact, they remarked about that. They said, well, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Right.
You know, so they must have thought that he was talking about cannibalism, you know, and that is a striking and shocking image.
Right.
But, you know, Jesus didn't kind of shy away from that. In fact, he kind of leans into it. He says, no, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. And so for us, that kind of means that he is talking about that he's offering to us the reality of himself, you know, and not in a bloody way, not in a kind of that way that they must have thought of as
right.
being cannibalism, but rather he's offering himself to us in a very sacramental way, which is different, but it is just as real. And so he's giving us his flesh to eat and his blood.
And connecting it to what you're saying, because I was really drawn to that line that you mentioned too in the gospel. How do they get their minds around this? How do they really embrace this? And taking it from the bread of life that he had rained down in the desert, that bread they ate, he sustained them with that, but it wasn't the life-giving bread that he himself offers us.
That's right.
So in a way, he's taking it that step further and sustaining us spiritually with what he offers us through the Eucharist.
Right, yeah.
And in that way, that's connected because it's an image that, as you said, is something that we can see. Through transubstantiation, the body and blood of Jesus are transformed from the water and wine and bread that you offer during the Eucharistic prayer. It becomes his body and blood, but we're all invited to it. We gain our sustenance through that spiritually, in the same way that we would gain sustenance if it was bread and water for our bodies to be able to continue to survive. He goes that one step further, and that's probably the incredulous note that they offer in the gospel. How can he offer that to us? And through many, many thousands of years, we've grappled with that, I'm sure. People
yeah.
have come to try and embrace that. But through your reflection and what you're saying to us today, it's another opportunity for us to put aside the doubt that anyone may have and to really embrace him as being truly present.
Yeah. Well, you know, it really is an act of faith. I mean, it's a mystery that we can't fully comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
But we're called to faith and to belief in it and to take Jesus at his word. You know, it's not just a symbol. You know, he uses that image of the manna in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews believed that manna in the desert was miraculous food. I mean, they had nothing. They had found themselves in a position where they were really hungry, and they didn't know what to do.
Right.
And Moses told the people, God's going to give you something. And then in the morning they woke up and they saw when the dew lifted, there was this manna there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mysterious, miraculous food. And just as it was miraculous then, you know, we have to say that what we eat now is miraculous in the Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just symbolic, you know, because if it was just a symbol, then it would be less than what that manna was.
Right.
And, you know, we know that the Eucharist and Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And so that He was the fulfillment of that Old Testament manna. And so it couldn't be less than that miraculous bread. It had to be something greater.
It set the stage for it.
Yeah.
So, and connects the two.
Yeah, he connects the two. And what he's saying is, this is miraculous food that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And you may not understand it, but he says, this is me.
Right.
You know, at the Last Supper, when he took the bread and blessed it and passed it, or broke it and passed it, and then he took the cup and he said the blessing over it, and then he passed it to the disciples. He said, take this, all of you, and eat of it. Take this, all of you, and drink from it. Mm-hmm. This is my body. This is my body. Right. This is my blood. I can imagine the disciples didn't exactly understand either until later, you know, what that meant. But you know, they obviously came to the realization of what it was as they heeded those words of Jesus, do this in remembrance of me. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's one of those great mysteries, and as people of God, we're called to put our trust in it and our faith in it.
We allow Jesus to live within us, and he is offering true spiritual sustenance for us, not just something temporary, but something that is life-giving. You are listening to Our Shepherd's View on this Feast of Corpus Christi. Time now to take a short break. We will be right back. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with the very Reverend Paul Hesse, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Corpus Christi and the pastor of St. Pius X Catholic Church. Now, Father, in our previous segment, we were discussing how we are all truly united in the body and blood of Jesus. That moment, every moment when you say Mass and you consecrate the body and blood, that moment of unity, as a priest, that you've been a priest for a number of years, you experience that unity as well. It's, what is that like? I've always wanted to ask you about how that moment when you are offering that sacrifice, what does that mean? How does that all work together?
Yeah. Well, I have to admit that, you know, like everybody else, sometimes there's moments when the Eucharist seems just kind of ordinary, you know, you kind of, it's a habit that you do, you know, and the words that you say and everything. But there are moments when the reality of what this is very striking. Mm-hmm. I don't feel the kind of that ordinariness all the time because I pour my whole self into the Eucharist when I'm celebrating it.
Right.
But it's a very powerful thing when you think about, you know, as a priest, I have been chosen by God, as humble and imperfect as I am. You know, I've been chosen by God to say these words of institution, you know, the words that Jesus said at the Last Supper, take this, all of you, and eat it. You know, this is my body, this is my blood. You know, that you know, it's kind of a very moving thing to know that God has selected me to say those words of institution, and God makes it happen. You know, a miracle happens every time we say the Mass, and I know that it is that way for the people as well, that, you know, people sometimes come there tired or disheartened, or, you know, maybe doubtful, or whatever emotion or whatever experience is going on in their life. But, you know, they come because they have this trust and belief that what occurs there is something very beautiful and something very incredibly significant. And it's not just ordinary. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep coming back.
Of course. You
know? And so through that experience of celebrating the Mass, and you know, and participating in that great mystery of the bread and the wine becoming the body and blood of Christ, it's a very powerful, very moving thing. And sometimes I feel this great sense of unity with all the people that are gathered there, and you know, sometimes I look out and I see the yearning in the hearts of the people, you know, as they are awaiting to receive the Eucharist. It can be a very, very moving thing.
And it's something that obviously when you go through that and you're realizing that moment, it's sort of you in that moment, but also it's the Lord working through you. And it must be such a humbling moment as well.
Very, very humbling because, you know, I know myself very well. and I know that I'm not perfect. And yet I stand there and, you know, just the awareness of the fact that, you know, I'm nothing. And yet God has called me to stand in persona Christi and to say these words and this great miracle, the uniting of heaven and earth is, you know, was what happens at the Mass. And, you know, I become aware sometimes of the fact that it's not just me and the people, but it's also the saints and angels in heaven and the Blessed Mother and Jesus himself are all present in that in that moment. And it's, you know, we call it the sacred synaxis, you know, the nexus between heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. All of that, you know, becomes a reality right there. And you know, everyone is adoring that moment, you know, just to understand that this is the heart of our faith and this is what unites us. This is what binds us together. It's really a foretaste of heaven, of the heavenly banquet, right? And so we call it food for the journey, right? It's the food that leads us through the journey of life, ultimately, so that we can share in that eternal banquet in heaven. And, you know, I think that's one of the great significances of this feast and the reality of the Eucharist is that, you know, this is all a preparation and a participation in heaven. And for that that moment when we will share in the eternal banquet when we are called from this earth, a beautiful thing.
And thank you for your priesthood, the gift of your ministry, and to everyone who realizes that moment. As you said, that sometimes we go through it. We're going through the motions, and that's okay. Not that it's not meaningful, but maybe we've had a rough week, or maybe we've been distracted, and we come to Mass, and that moment that you raise the bread and utter those words, and it becomes the body of Jesus, and also the wine becomes the blood, it moves us out of where we are, and he calls us into this moment to be at the table with him, just like he did the very first time he did it with the disciples.
Right.
And looking at that, how that sacrament unifies us, and it gives us an opportunity to really receive him and to start again. And so many things are at work in that moment, which I think is something that you as the pastor, as the priest, in that moment, you're truly present with him, and all of us are in awe of that. Another thing, when I was doing my background reading for this, I just fell into awe with everything and looking at this going, this is transubstantiation, yes, but when you really feel it, when you really are there watching and you see that Jesus is present in the body and blood and is here for us, how beautiful, yet at that moment, we each take something of him with us individually. And I'm sure that as pastor, you notice that, you know, your parishioners, but maybe when you go do a Mass at a different parish, a different church, you still have that sense of unity, whether you've met these people before, you've never seen them before, and realizing how the Eucharist indeed connects all of us in our faith.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the Mass, the beauty of the Eucharist, is that wherever you go, it's the one same sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's the one same representation of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And so it is a beautiful thing. And sometimes we don't even know that things are happening. You know, we're kind of there, and and sometimes we're yawning, sometimes we're distracted, sometimes we're bored, sometimes we're elated. You know, we come as we are. And, you know, we don't always know that something is really happening, and yet it is. And that's the important thing, I think, for us to remember about the Eucharist and why it's important for us to keep going to the Mass every Sunday, because, you know, something is happening, and we don't always perceive it. We can't always lay our fingers on it, but there is a transformation that is occurring in our lives, and in our hearts as we do that.
And Jesus dwells within us. And that opportunity to carry him with us is what you were saying, is something that has the potential to change us and to lead us to not only a deeper faith, but also to radiate that to others.
Yes.
That something that on this beautiful solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, we recognize that. We take the moment to understand how many levels are involved here, how deep it really does go. But all we have to do is take that step. And in communion, we are united together in such a beautiful way that it's almost hard to find the words to describe it.
Yep, that's true.
And we would like to take a few moments to thank everyone who attended the Feast of Corpus Christi celebration this past Thursday at the Corpus Christi Cathedral. It was the reception of the bishop into his cathedral and consecration of the new altar. Bishop Mario Alberto Aviles, the 9th bishop of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, who was installed back in January, was finally received into his cathedral. As you may know, the cathedral was undergoing restoration for almost a year, but now the work has been completed. The event was live-streamed on the diocesan social media channels, and the feast coincided with the reopening of the cathedral. It was truly a historic moment in the life of our diocese. The updated cathedral mass schedule and more details can be found at diocesecc.org. And you may remember Pope Pius XII made the famous comment that the Diocese of Corpus Christi has the most beautiful name in the world, and we are truly thankful and truly blessed to be here in this diocese. And those words resound even more deeply on this solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. So we take so much comfort in that unity. Father Paul Hesse, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Corpus Christi and pastor over at St. Pius X Catholic Church, thank you for your time today, Father.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you
glad to be here.
Being here and celebrating the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ. If you would now end the program with a prayer and a blessing.
Sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, as we celebrate this great solemnity, this feast of Corpus Christi, especially as we celebrate it as a diocese, as a city, we ask you to more firmly root us in the reality of the Eucharist and to know the special gift that it is in the Eucharist that we experience the most profound intimacy with Christ that we can possibly experience. And it is in the Eucharist that we encounter Christ, not just as an idea, but as true food that we incorporate into our bodies, into our souls, into our hearts. And it is in that reality that we experience that great unity with him. And not only that, but we experience that unity with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Because as we share this one food and one drink, we become what we are called to be, one body in Christ. We pray that you may quicken our hearts with the desire for your love, for love for you and for our neighbors. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View, with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.